Welcome back, this RB Sensei. To my diehard fans, make sure you watch at least until 9 minutes because watch time is the most important factor to this channel growing and being successful. To new watchers, if you like this video at any point, like and comment. Be sure to follow me on Rumble, Discord, or Twitter. Links below, because who knows how long they're going to let me stay on the tube. Now let's get into this ridiculous nonsense.
Hey, they really think Kendra Sleeve is their savior. They really think that she can make miracles happen. Like, she a genie. They think she a genie or some shit. Like, I'm serious. Like, they could just straight rub the lip and get, like, 3 wishes and get a man. They really think this broad is their savior. A chick that don't got a man. They think she's their savior.
That hat is diabolical work. It's atrocious work. The hat with the wig is crazy. It's always been crazy. A hat on top of a hat is crazy.
Okay, Pauline, Austin, Texas, how old are you?
47.
As they've gotten older and it gets worse and worse and worse, the attitudes get worse and worse, the entitlement.
Based on my philosophy, this damn near can't be a good situation for any man with anything going on for herself. Just off the basic information we know so far, she's 47 and on a YouTube dating show.
I'm not apologizing to that old bitch. Absolutely not.
What you do for a living?
I'm in finance.
Do you have any kids?
No. You probably really don't remember me. Like, this is probably like my third time trying to be on. I came on like last week or 2 weeks ago, and my phone died.
Okay.
I'm on Kendra, y'all. Are y'all watching?
You can't make this shit up. You can't make this shit up. Y'all heard it.
Yeah, this is the highlight of her life, for sure. That's sad. Like, I'm not even trying to roast. That's kind of sad. Why does she have a Christmas tree in the back?
Okay, when you called me 50 weeks ago, what happened again?
So, you were threatening to, like, go to YouTube. And so, I got on. I did not look my best at all. And so, you kind of gave this, like, speech after the interview was over. You're like, y'all need to not come on here and look like you just woke up.
Bingo.
Well, it's time being wasted instead of talking about a man. None of this is attracting a man. The lack of self-awareness is monumental. Inconsequential.
You're looking for a man, but you like women?
Yes, I'm attracted to women, like, more than men. But I am looking for a man.
That's stupid! Use your common sense. Just use your common sense.
So why, if you're into women more than men, then why don't you just want a woman?
Because I've been with a woman before, and I'd just rather be with a man.
This town deserves a better class of criminal. And I'm going to give it to him.
Okay, but is that man going to lose you to a woman if you get with him?
Well, you know what? Honestly, I was on Facebook dating, and I was talking to this guy, and he was like, you know what? I don't think I can handle the fact that you're attracted to women. But what I was telling him was, if I'm with a man, I'm into the man. If I'm with a woman, I'm into the woman. Like, I'm not thinking about the other sex when I'm with somebody.
Have you ever wanted to believe in something, even though you knew it couldn't be true? Did you ever want to believe it so bad you didn't pay attention to what your common sense was telling you?
Everyone's saying they're confused. I'm a little confused too, but I'm gonna.
Why are y'all confused? Because I like women?
Yes.
No, it's not. We don't care if you like women, because if you like women, we have no problem. I can help you find a woman. We're confused because you say you're more attracted to women, but you want a man. So.
Right.
Most would think if you're more attracted to women, why not just focus on a woman?
You're right.
Are you retarded?
That's kind of a deeper conversation, because more or less, it's more of a religious thing.
No, tell me with this.
How? Hold on, bro. How? How you? I'm saying, how, like, talk to me, bro.
I'm looking for a man that, like, will accept me for who I am and understand the fact that, yes, I am attracted to women, but that doesn't mean I would want to be with one while I'm with them. They just need to know that that's a thing for me. And so, like, if I do meet a woman, like, okay, maybe we can meet together and, you know, have fun.
Have a threesome.
I mean, yeah.
Okay. Could he pick the woman out, or you gotta pick the woman out?
No, I gotta be attracted to the woman.
Ain't that a bitch?
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up. Thank you.
I really do prefer somebody with no kids, but at my age, that's kind of impossible. Someone who respects women, respect their mom.
This whole idea that, oh, you should respect women. Which ones? Like, don't just respect all women because they're women. No, that's bullshit. Because nobody says respect all men because they're men. So nobody should say respect all women because they're women. It's just as absurd to say that. And his relationship with his mother got nothing to fucking do with you. She pushed him out.
Remember that?
And keep in mind, her first requirement to wanting a man was be cool with the fact that I'm into women. Think about that for a minute. That's the first thing she thought about when saying what kind of man she want. He got to be cool that I want a woman.
Know how to treat women. I'm not going to go through a whole list, but I do love football. Somebody, you know, I can laugh with and just, you know, have a good time with.
Okay.
I want somebody to be my best friend.
Did he make a certain amount of money?
Not really. Just so he can, you know, take care of himself and we can go on trips and it's not a problem. Just, you know, spend your money on me.
What did I say earlier? What the fuck did I just say earlier?
Women are by far just genuinely worse humans. There's just no escaping it, right?
That's why I don't want nobody with kids.
Because you want him to spend his money on you.
Right.
What's the age range you want to date?
Let's go with 40 to 50.
All right. Let's do the Kendra cam.
All right, let's see. Can you see me?
That's... Yeah, we can see. I'm trying to see if we can see your legs.
I'm fighting for my life.
When was your last relationship, Pauline?
About a year ago.
A year ago. You don't have to answer, but I'm going to ask. When's the last time you was intimate with someone?
I'm not answering.
Of course not. Of course not. Of course not.
Okay, three flaws you have to work on.
So, you know, the last time you asked me this question, I had an issue. I had a hard time naming my three flaws. But I'm going to tell you about the flaws that I have worked on. So one of them is I've learned how to not shut down when it's a conflict going on in a relationship. I used to do that. It was bad. I could be selfish at times because, like I said, I don't want the man to have kids. I want you to spend your money on me. And let's see, a third one would be, you know, sometimes I can overstep boundaries. If I really am into a person, I can kind of be overbearing a little bit. I'm very understanding. I feel like that I can relate to people. I'm very caring. I'm, you know, looking for love. You know, we have a good time. You know, you'll get what you need from me for the most part.
Mr. Charles says, so basically you only want a man for his money. Got you.
I mean, you know.
Damn, bitch, you are fucked up.
If I'm going to be attracted to a man, the money got to bring me to him for the most part.
Do you normally date men that have the money that bring it to? Do you normally date men with money that they spend it on you?
Yes.
Why the fuck are you lying? Why you always lying? Oh my God. Stop fucking lying.
That's how I know that I can obtain that.
Don't say, why did you let it go? What happened to that guy?
He was married.
You knew he was
married? I didn't know it at the time.
Well, that's why he was spending money on you, so keep your ass quiet. How long did you deal with him for?
Probably about 6 months.
How you not know he was married for 6 months?
No, I found out he was married like about 3 weeks into the relationship. And you know, he gave me the stupid spiel about, I'm a leaver, blah, blah, blah. You know, the stuff they tell you when you're in your 20s. I didn't believe it in my 40s.
But you said you found out 3 weeks in and you dealt with him for 6 months.
Right, because I was trying to see if he was really going to get a divorce.
Everybody can't go to college.
What would you do with a brain if you had one?
I was doing my own thing at the time, so I wasn't just committed.
We're not supposed to be judgmental people. We're not.
So
hold on. I'm going to tell y'all, there ain't nothing I don't like more than a woman that deals with a married man. I think that is so, I think we always talk about men who cheat. And yes, that is terrible. So I'm not taking away that energy.
I mean, I'm not shocked at all. But yeah, we all judge. I think everybody should judge, but just don't judge off of the wrong things. Judge off character. Don't judge off somebody's shoes. Don't judge off if they quiet or introverted. Judge off character. You're only wrong when you're not judging off a character.
But I do not understand how a woman deals with a man and you know he has a wife. That's crazy to me.
But remember, I told you, he told me he was going to get rid of him.
Whatever he told you is whatever he told you. You should have enough respect for yourself to not want to deal with a man that you know got a whole wife.
Well, that's why I ended it, Kendra.
After 6 months? Like, so like, what happened? What happened after 6 months? What happened after 6 months? Something, what happened?
No, I'm just saying, like, it was like, you know, it wasn't constant communication. It wasn't constant.
Yeah, you was keeping a source of income. Duh, yeah. They don't have character, man. Most of them don't have any type of character to speak of. Women's character come from the men in their lives, father or husband. They don't have independent character like that. It's whatever's going to serve me or make me feel good at the time. That's women's character, generally speaking. I mean, with the exception of, like, you know, well, I can't say not hurting babies because women commit the most abuse against children.
It wasn't constant communication. It wasn't constant. Like, I wasn't
constantly communicating. He got a whole wife and probably kids.
Okay. So he was a truck driver. Okay. So he would come visit me from time to time. And in the meantime, I was really trying to wait and see what he was going to do.
All drama, all lies. They don't care. Don't fall for that.
I wanted to believe him. But I was doing my own thing, Kendra. Like, don't think that I was a fool.
See, she don't care about anybody thinking she's a horrible person, but just don't think I was stupid. I was doing my thing, too. That make you a worse person. You fucking with married men, being promiscuous, fucking with other people. None of this is making you sound better, but you're not smart enough to know that. And you don't have character enough to know that. I get it.
Okay.
When was this?
This was in 2018.
So, okay, you were in your late 30s.
I had just turned 40.
2018? You just turned 40?
Yeah.
Oh, you're 47.
Right.
Well, at 40 years old, you should know better.
I am a clown, Miss Kendra. I'm just nervous right now, but I am a clown.
If you were 20-something years old, I would give you that naive pass. But at 40 years old, you should know ain't no man leaving.
Okay, but this is the thing, Kendra. Like, yes, I
mean, we know she's lying. But yeah, why would a man who's stopping by as a truck driver to just get some pussy and slide you $100, why would he leave his wife for you? A bitch, I'm just fucking on a pit stop to Pittsburgh, and I leave $100 on a nightstand. See, a lot of these women think they big baller sugar babies when niggas just fucking them and giving them $100. Niggas ain't buying them cars and houses and dropping off $3,000 here and there. That's not a nigga tricking off dollars. If a nigga ain't tricking thousands upon thousands of dollars on you a year, you just a hooker, bitch. Well, you a hooker either way, but look, you a low-class streetwalker hooker, bitch. I mean, if you gonna do the sugar baby shit and be a gold digger, at least be getting cars and houses and thousands upon thousands of dollars. You know, have a nigga paying your, you know, $2,000 rent all year or something, I mean, you know?
So even if you want to just be a lady of the night, maximize it.
Kendra, this is the thing. When I met him, he presented himself as a single man.
But okay, you told me 3 weeks in, you realized he was married. So the question is, did you sleep with him once you knew he had a wife?
Yes.
Okay. So,
already slept with him before that.
I don't care. You shouldn't sleep with him ever again. The moment, let me tell you something, and I'm speaking from experience. And this is how I know that men Are you married men? Not all married men cheat, but married men know that plenty of women will date them, even though they have a wife. And I just can't get with it. I'm like, because let me tell you something. Let me tell you why. How do you expect him to treat you any better? All you're going to do is switch places with her at best one day. So if he got a woman he sat in front of God for and committed to and is lying to her, what makes you think he not going to lie to you and treat you better? I don't understand why side chicks think that they're going to get better treatment than the wife. He is showing you he is a liar. Why would you want
to find out? This is true. But all men are liars and all men cheat.
No, all men that you attract are liars and cheats. That's not the truth. That's just the men that you attract. So don't speak for all men. There's some good men out there that don't lie and don't cheat, but you just haven't been attracting those type of guys. And you got to figure out what are you doing to not attract those type of guys.
That's what she need to say to every guest. She only saying this because she got triggered about her messing with a married man. But this is the type of realness she need to give every guest. And but here's the thing. It will blow up her show, but then it would also sabotage her show at the same time because then nobody would call in.
Bingo.
You get to say that about a woman. Why can't you say women are wrong when they're wrong?
You want to be making moves on the street, have no attachments, allow nothing to be in your life that you cannot walk out on in 30 seconds flat.
Okay, first of all, I didn't miss the red flags. I looked at them and thought, damn, that's sexy. And that's my problem.